The event featured Mark Lawrence, who founded Restore Our Humanity, a team of attorneys who fought against the ban, and plaintiffs in the case, Moody Zabidi and Derek Kitchen. Cozy Huggins, president of the Alliance, said the idea for the gathering was spurred by an event just last week.
We actually attended the Women's Democratic Committee luncheon last week on Saturday, and the Restore Our Humanity folks were speaking there, and we were able to connect with them and hear their stories. And I mean, this is such an amazing time for young people in the state and for the equality in the state, and we're really trying to raise awareness about, you know, the legalities of what it means and, like, hopefully spread the positive word.
The student group also presented a check to the Restore group for about $3,300 from a fundraiser the students held during Sundance. That was according to Jeremy Billow, a PR representative for the Alliance.
It'll go directly towards the litigation in this case. In fact, today the state of Utah filed their brief in the case, so it's moving forward.
Huggins said they have about a dozen members in the Gay-Straight Alliance, and they meet once a week.
We have mandatory meetings where, like, we discuss important things, and other than that, it's more of like a stop by and we can talk kind of thing. And we're just more of kind of raising, like, ourselves up in the community almost, if that makes sense, like an awareness that, you know, we do have this program because, like, schools with GSAs have, like, schools without GSAs, I guess I should say, have twice the higher suicide rate than schools that have GSAs. And, I mean, there's so many benefits to this club that we really just want to encourage high school students to join and community members maybe to come to some of our events.
She added the group has been busy with a number of activities.
We just finished kind of a campaign raising awareness about using slurs in everyday speech at the high school, kind of like find a different adjective kind of thing. And then we're looking as well to launch another, well, I don't know if launch is the right word, but start another kind of outreach to the Treasure Mountain Middle School as well and raise awareness about our club there because a lot of members don't really know that we exist. And other than this event, we are also looking to get members from the Stonewall Democrats come and talk and maybe eventually go toward the Capitol building thanks to the invites from the Women's Democratic Committee.
Cozy Huggins and Jeremy Billow from the Park City High Gay-Straight Alliance. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.